Mr. Kelvin, call Mr. Bites. He's a writer, producer, director. Would you welcome, please, me. Nice to see so many familiar faces. I think I know everybody. Yes. Rob Salem has co-hosted this from the meeting with me. Rob is unavailable. He's out of town. What's estimated to be 30 million people and earned a combined income of $34,000. You probably have heard that video games actually replaced movies. This is the amount of money that's spent on and made by video games. It's now quite a bit more than Hollywood's films. And comic books, interestingly enough, are now bigger than the bone canning and jarring fruit industry. The couple changes this year. The Joe Shuster Awards decided the year for a switch from a public voting system to an almost always jury decided process, apparently to eliminate just people wanting to go hot chicks. There are three fan favorite categories that have been open online. There's this process. The creators are nominated and the winners are selected in a two-step process. And they're nominated for their body of work during the previous year rather than any one specific work, although for some majors be that they've done one specific work. Our nominating committee made a selection after reviewing thousands of comics, which they would get for free to their reviewing committee. Between January 1st and March 30th, they nominated the works during the month of May. And then the final winners were selected using a double-blind voting system with a dartboard. And that apparently happened last week, it was about 8:10 p.m. So the words are correct. And then finally, having the final selection made by the jury ensured all the works were given adequate consideration. So there was part of the reason was to just get some of the stuff that maybe not everyone has heard of, get them some equal opportunity to come into consideration. And I was asked to say that the jury would like to make it clear that many of the categories were extremely difficult to narrow down to just one choice to a winner and bribe some people difference. A couple of new features were added to this year's award roster, but these two new awards. One is Outstanding Cover by Canadian Comic Book Artist and Outstanding Canadian Comic Book Colors. We've also brought back a category where feature will fulfill a particular person or accomplishment merits recognition, and we're sure you'll agree this was the case for this year's recipient for the award for Outstanding Achievement by Canadian Related to Comic Books. I just have one point. They always say, comic writers say, the readers are what matter. Which one readers award? What did she suppose? Somebody who reads comics should get an award. Randomly or randomly the most. Whatever. This is also, and you probably know this, but this is a special year for George Shuster. my God, he can't do that. Because Superman debuted in June 1938, and that was the first issue of Action Comics, to mark the achievement, the George Shuster Awards are being held as part of together with a totally separate event, the Sequential Art Symposium and the Visions of an Icon Art Exhibit, the latter being a graphic celebration of Joe Shuster's monumental co-creation, Superman. How many people have been there today to see that? Okay, so if you haven't, go. But we're here tonight for the culmination of the exciting day to ensure to celebrate the role of Canadian comic talent and hand out the Joe Shuster Awards. And I want to say that, there are no losers. There's no reason for anyone to feel shame. And the reason is we don't hang out any awards yet. Then we're going to have some losers, all right? Now, like I said, that's not my nominee for tonight. Okay, without further ado, I'd like to bring out the executive director of the Canadian Comic Book Creators Awards Association to say a few words, which will go on and on. Welcome, please, to kick off the ceremony, the ever delightful Jamie Whaley.
Challenges, and ultimately, as opposed to the regular comic universe, conquered them. The genesis of this award show has always been to celebrate the great pool of talent that Canada has to offer in the field of sequential art, creators of comic books, graphic novels, web comics, and beyond that, who knows. We're a nonprofit organization that depends on sponsorship, donations, and the generosity and goodwill of the creative community to continue from year to year. And as you can see from the art display put on today in our day-long symposium, the Canadian creators support what we're doing, and we're thankful for that support. Our goal has never been and never will be monetary gain, as this is not a business enterprise, but a joyous celebration. The day it stops being that is the day it will cease to exist. But that's not the case today, and we look forward to many years ahead doing the annual Joe Shuster Awards. I want to end this address by thanking a few people who made today and tonight possible, and I hope if I forget anyone, you'll forgive me, as I wrote this just in the last hour, and I'm running on Red Bull, and only a few hours of sleep, so bear with me. First off, Rick Green, who has been our host since the beginning and continues making us look good year in and year out. Kevin Boyd, my second-in-command, who's been a part of the JSAs from day one and who I can't imagine we would exist without. Peter Fisico and Rob Haynes, who make up the rest of the Four Musketeers with Kevin and I and are the backbone of our organization. Their dedication is, as always, and hard work is essential and priceless. Scott Townsend, who took care of our web comics category this year, and John Bell, the dedicated members of our Hall of Fame Selections Committee, along with our jury and this year's far-flung members of our nominating committee. Thanks for all your long hours and hard work. To all our presenters tonight, thank you for joining in with us tonight and making this event work so well. In closing, a special thanks has to go out to a few people who stepped up to the plate and helped us in some desperate and difficult situations. Andrew Buridata of the Constellation Awards, who produced our fabulous PowerPoint presentation. Paul Raboche, who couldn't be here tonight, but who did a massive amount of graphics and saved our asses a few times in the process. Ron Kasman, who curated our art show, along with great signage and enthusiasm. Lorna Tulis of the Merrill Collection in this library, who smoothed the way to us getting this great venue. And my old friend Tom Brummett, who did our fabulous poster and back in year one, our plaque design, and is always there for us. I can't forget my kids, Mary and Josh, and their team of dedicated friends and volunteers. And last but not least, the fans that support these creators and make this all worthwhile. So to all the nominees and winners tonight, let the show begin.
This really does happen because there's a lot of people giving up their time, and if you enjoy yourself, then consider volunteering for next year. And if you didn't enjoy yourself, consider volunteering for next year. I mean, even better, and it does get better every year. Now, whoever came up with, you should consider, don't judge a book by its cover, obviously, what's done in marketing comic books. The cover is the biggest factor in the title for sales. A great cover can make all the difference, unless your character's dying or, you know, cover is having a word or not function. To give out the outstanding cover by a Canadian comic book artist is a man who has sold many good cover and many bad cover. He is the, not his fault, his husband, he is the owner of the Third Quadrant comic store here in Toronto. We welcome Darryl Cole.
an upside down cake, whatever, or walking into an automobile showroom and seeing a Jaguar XJS in the back, a nice black one with a red leather interior, and burned over and going, oh, or a Yugo, and saying, well, somebody doesn't want to drive a Yugo. So the point being that every week we get in literally hundreds of books that all vie for the attention of anybody who's coming into the store to say, well, I want this book, I'll do this, and then a little different books looking at it. So there are a large number of very talented artists who do a lot of comic books and a lot of graphic novels in Canada, and as a result of that, we're going to get first award of the evening, which is for the outstanding cover by a Canadian comic book artist. And the nominees this evening, please, let's hope I get all the pronunciation right on the names, and the nominees this evening are Scott Chandler for the anime, not the name I had to worry about there, was it? DC Comics, Dale Inchin from Justice Society of America, number 10, variant cover, DC Comics, David Finch for X-Men number 200 from Marvel Comics, Stuart Newman for Ultimate Spider-Man number 112 from Marvel Comics, Yannick Paquette for Ultimate X-Men number 85 from Marvel Comics, Steve Scroche for Dr. Frankenstein number 6, Burly Man Comics, Cameron Stewart for The Other Side, number 5, DC Vertigo. Jean-Louis Tripp for Magazine General 3, Le Homme, from Casterman. And, was she supposed to do?
Went to our local comic book store back then, who was run by Mark Emery at the time. someone who's worked in the media 5 days, I'm sure you have heard, and I'm sure you never heard of John Byrne after that. So, you never know what's going to happen in this industry. And I never know what's going to be on the phone. And if anybody wants to make any last minute bribes, you know, so all right, outstanding Canadian comic book publisher, 2007. Drawn and Quarterly. All right, and if no one is here to accept this, I'm taking this one to my birthday present.
Yeah. wanted to make sure I wasn't wearing the same shirt. That would be a little embarrassing. This is really, really exciting. This is... This is more exciting than I've ever heard. Because I love comic books. I've been slugging it out. The only reason why I think I'm not working is because I think maybe I might be needed in teaching more. But I do love it, and maybe when I retire from teaching, I'll actually go and work somewhere. But I really do appreciate this. I think it's something that is just natural from the two loves that I have, teaching and drawing, and helping those kids to understand that it's also very cathartic, it's also very problem solving. And I really appreciate James and everybody who, and the committee who selected me for this. And there was a lot of very, very, very qualified people who are just as good at what they do as hopefully what I do. And thank you everybody for coming. I appreciate it. And I'm going to incorporate the Schuster Awards into my school so that, and the board, so that more people can understand what this is all about and how wonderful it is. Thank you.
Peter Worthington, Ted and his wife had no children, and the Joe Schuster Award were unfortunately unable to locate
Our next presenter is for the Hall of Fame, is author of a couple of historical retrospectives, one is Canuck Comics, and more recently he wrote Invaders from the North, How Canada Conquered the Comic Book Universe. John Bell is employed in Works out of Ottawa at the Archives Canada. He's curated two of the websites on the topics on Canadian comics. He's kind of the Grand Master Authority. He and Mark Shelton are going to do a lot on comics. Great. Fight to the death. So he is an expert second to none. He's also been a member of the Joe Shuster Award Hall of Fame Selection Committee for three of our 4 years, missing last year because he was doing publicity for his book, which I believe is called I Know More Than You, but might be something else actually you could ask him when he gets there. Or actually, you ask him. He's deserving of much of our thanks for helping us to preserve these important memories, honor the memories, and to showing us the impact that these comic creators had on our lives and on the careers of every Canadian who follows. So every name that is being nominated today is impacted by these people that we're honoring for the Hall of Fame. This is the first time John's been able to come from Ottawa to attend the Joe Shuster Awards ceremony. I want you all to join me in giving him a big welcome to our
As many of you know, the early 1970s were a watershed period in the history of Canadian comic art. They marked the end of the underground era and the beginning of alternative comics publishing in Canada. One of the superstars of these years was the Ottawa artist Stanley Burnish, whose Antarctic, beautifully drawn visions appeared in the magazine Cuddle. The first Canadian newsstand comic published following the collapse of Superior Publishers in the mid-1950s. Among Stanley's most memorable fuddle-duddle creations was the outrageous national superhero Captain Canada. A hippie-hating, right-wing bungler who was assisted by his sidekick, Beaver Boy, and Beaver Boy's friends, the voluptuous Canada. It should be noted, however, that in those days, when the captain's cry, battle cry, which Colombo collected in his first volume of Canadian quotations, was "Beavers up!" It should be noted that in those days there seemed to be two Stanley branches. There was the psychedelic underground Stanley, and then there was another Stanley, the guy who regularly contributed a strip celebrating the RCMP to the Canadian Boy Scout magazine, Trailblazers. How these two Stanleys coexisted is one of the great unsolved mysteries of Canadian comic art. In any event, it was a great loss to Canadian comics when, following the failure of Thunder, Stanley Burnish began to shift his focus from comic art to illustration, design, and eventually the new medium. So my pleasure in presenting a Hall of Fame award to Stanley is really twofold. For not only does this award recognize his singular achievements in the early 1970s, but I'm hoping that it will also be an inducement to Stanley to return to comics, because we miss him. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Stanley.
Imagine telling your kids that we're known for Beavers Up. I remember those days fondly. It was a great team of people I worked with. We partied most of the night, we worked most of the night. We all lived in basically the same house in downtown Ottawa. The writer was in the basement where writers usually and the rest of us basically just dreamed and had a great time. And the product we turned out was, I'm honored to be here. I'm surprised to be here. It was always to us just a great deal of fun and a great pleasure working with Holmes. And I do really believe that I won't go back. I really don't think I've ever left. I've just been caught making money, which is Thank you very much. I'm honored.
Our next presenter resides in Los Angeles, but grew up in Quebec and in New York City, and has recently gone on record as saying, like the guy in the ad says, "I am Canadian." Apparently, there was some doubt or concern or question up to that point. Like the guy in the ad saying, "I am Canadian," our next presenter is not a guy. She's written 3 young adult novels. She's an indie rock musician. She's an independent filmmaker. She's a playwright. And I mean, right away, you know she's Canadian. She's doing all that. And she's recently entered the field of graphic novels for DC Mix. She's doing an imprint chronicling the adventures of a bunch of misfits. It's called Plain Janes. It's about their quest to use art form as a route to personal salvation. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. She's a nominee, actually, in tonight's Outstanding Writer category. We're so pleased she's traveled such a long distance to take part in year 4 of the Joe Shuster Awards, all the way from the West Coast. Would you welcome, please, Cecil Castellucci. Cecil.
Thank you. young metal or a little more sash. Stan was really thinking about maybe a nice role in the
place. I just hear people from metal want more. We work so hard on this
platform. Thank you, yeah. It's gorgeous. This will be on eBay at 11.
We're celebrating the 70th anniversary of Superman, this is by co-created by Joe Shuster. And if you take 70 years and cut it in half, you get 35. And I can tell you exactly where I was today, 35 years ago. I had a small studio set up in my parents' apartment. I used an old kitchen table as a drawing board, and I was drawing at the end of the day. And 10 days from now, June 24, Quebec National Holiday, I quit my job. I had a good job, civil service, paid well, pension plan, the whole package. And I walked away because I thought I wanted to make a run at being a full-time professional comic book artist. I never looked back. In August, I turned my pages over to the printer, and Captain Quebec was published September 1973. And here's another thing, the very first national pan-Canadian television interview I ever did was here in Toronto. CBV flew me out to appear on their morning show at 10 a.m. on Friday of Labor Day weekend, 35 years ago. Well, there I am, back in Toronto with Captain Quebec. The intervening years were busy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I had some great successes, college achievements, and there were hard times too. Anyone who's a freelance cartoonist knows what I mean. But through all these years, through the good times and the tough, it was always interesting because of the people I met and the people I worked with. I worked with a lot of fantastic artists and great writers and brilliant editors and fantastic art directors, courageous publishers, and there are a lot of people who are responsible for me being here tonight. And I'll spare you a long list of names, I'll give you just one. And her name is Denise Descombes. Denise has been my confidant, my counsel. She's been my constant companion. She was here with me 35 years ago, and she's here with me tonight. So I just want to say, merci, Denise.
Start the awards gives you a sense of what else is involved. There are, we won't
find a comic that has one name on it. There's not many. It really is, even in at this stage, it's a collaborative effort, and it's ultimately a collaborative effort with the reader as well. All right, we come to our third Hall of Fame award, and Tom Crummett is presented. Tom not only did the artwork, illustrated the poster art this year with the assistant inker Terry Pella and the designer and colorist Paul Roche, but he's also the artist behind the, again, get a chance to take a look at one of those plaques. He did the artwork on the award, on the Joe Shuster Award from the beginning. And he's a nominee for tonight's Outstanding Artist. Proof that if you work hard, it pays off. Just pays off with money, but it pays off. He's currently illustrating Marvel's new Exiles title, and he's penciled almost every major character at Marvel and at DC. Not true of a lot of people, but he's actually doing it for the comic rather than up in his room. he's a major player in the Death of Superman series, and he's, you'll see him in one of the interviews on the DVD release based on that storyline, Superman slash Doomsday. He's an enthusiastic and tireless advocate of the Joe Shuster Awards. We called on our man from Wildwood, Saskatchewan, who sent the award for, of course, our report that by a Hall of Fame inductee this year, and it's one of his personal favorite creators, I'm sure it's one of yours. So it's my distinct pleasure to introduce one of my most colleagues to the podium, Tom Crummett.
To reflect on the career of the next Hall of Fame inductee was to go through a roll call of some of the most popular and high-profile characters and titles in comic book history. Captain America, Batman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Wonder Woman, the Fantastic Four, Wolverine, and of course his revamp of the iconic Superman and Man of Steel. His distinctive co-creation of the Canadian Super Team Alpha Flight, his monumental run and historic run on the X-Men, which became a template for the series for decades, was the name of the field. I discovered John Byrne when I was 13 on summer holidays with my parents going to the Rockies from Saskatoon. And first stop on that trip every year was in Grand. And this one particular year when I was 13 or 14 years old, when I was back in school, there was an article in the Calgary Herald about a young Calgary artist by the name of John Byrne, who was just breaking into the mainstream. And my parents saw this article and thought, yeah, you might be interested in this. And I was. I was more than interested in it. I was inspired by it. Because reading that article gave me the feeling that it was possible. And as it turned out, it is possible. So it's a particular honor for me to present this award. Although I'm able to attend the ceremony today, John Byrne has been informed of his induction. And was quite touched by this honor and has provided us with a following acceptance speech, which I will not read. As a lapsed Canadian, as was the gentleman for whom this award is named, I feel an odd sort of kinship with this true father of the superhero as we understand the term in modern sense. I might say I'm a kind of distant cousin, many times removed. And since I had the great honor of working, however briefly, with the character he co-created, and of seeing my name for good or ill in the call become semi-permanently mingled with that character's legend, I feel any thanks I may have must go first to Joe Shuster and his American partner, Jerry Siegel, without whom perhaps few of us would be here today. And the rest of my gratitude, of course, goes to the fans, without whom I would have no career. Those who decided that career merit is metaphorical, Alan Mayer. So in as few words as possible, thanks, everyone. We'll be always was delicious. We'll be sending this back off to John very soon, and we welcome him to the ranks of our Hall of Fame for his distinguished career today, and for all his future creations and triumphs in the years ahead. Thank you.
I hear it.
I hear it.
I hear it.
Okay, we have the last of the fan favorite awards, and before we do that, I think I should introduce Mary. Someone who's running out of these plaques, they don't get it. Mary, are you out there? This is Mary. One of the great things about the George Shuster Awards is it allows Mary to spend time, quality time with her father, James Whalen. So that's it. In fact, really, that's why we set up. They get to meet once a year. So, right, now, this our next presenter really does deserve our utmost respect. I mean, every comic creator in here has said to your uncertainty and creativity, that just not knowing that you're not even in the country where the biggest stuff being published, and there's rejection, and rejection, and rejection, and there's poverty, and there's struggle, and there's so on. But our next person is the associate director of the Joe Shuster Awards, which means he's the guy that has to sit and listen to James Whalen. Oh, yes. James is sick. You got it, right? All right, welcome, please. You ever like with Kevin Boyd?
And I'm also the guy that's in Pax to Mary. Now, while all of the other Joe Shuster Awards are designed to honor and promote the outstanding work done by our Canadian creators, both at home and abroad, the CCBCAA, or the CCBCAA, has decided
based on the comic book guy from the Simpsons, but The stories themselves are all different. They range from the most bizarre to almost chapters. And I guess what I love about comic book stories is they're like comic book heroes. They are only a character. And that's what makes them so much fun to go in to. And for me, the part of the fun is, of course, I got this extra bonus of going in there and going and having people look at me and try and figure out how they know me. Why is he in Webby? And that's the guy's father or grandfather or something. Anyway, the shops that are committee examined are the top outlets in Canada. And they did a fair amount of research, an exhaustive amount. They said that, they're in great shape, so for them, it's just a fair amount of research, and they said it's exhaustive. They narrowed down the choice on retail, deserving of the honor of best. And that was joining the ranks of the 2500, which was Strange Adventures in Nova Scotia, and then Happy Harvest Comics in Edmonton was last year. So we're proud. From both.
Empire from the Deadpool. Paris Public pour le prix de Saint-Franc de Moche, édition de plus. Made for Fairbair, for Marvel Illustrated, the Iliad number 1, and for issues of Annihilation Conquest, Star-Lord, and Laverne Kinzierski for Hollywood Volume 7, The Soul Witch and Others. The Seekers number 1, and for issues of Joe and Max from the Guardian. François Lapierre for Magazine Générale de Foix, Les Hommes, Custom. Did I mention this is a long list? Dave McKay for Next Wave, Demons of Hate, number 12. Fallen Sun, The Death of Captain America, number 1. Wolverine, DC Infinite Halloween Special, number 1. Avengers Classic, number 7. Stephen Colbert's Tech Jensen, number 1. Wolverine 50. And for issues of New Avengers, Marvel Comics Presents, and another 7. Finally, Rhonda Patterson for Star Wars Legacy, number 8, and for issues of Fallen Angel, Star Wars, Clone Wars Adventures, Star Wars Dark Times, and Atomic Road. So, the first annual Joe Schuster Award.
Joe, who's your wife?
Okay, writer, I'm an artist, so I'm sucking at the words, and I apologize now. This soul walks my world. That's about the best I can do right now. I have to say, the thing is, being a creative team, it's more than just writing. It's Randy Baxton, who's our grown-up, he does a business plan, he watches the money, it's our webmaster, it's our incredible fan community. That just interests us. But for Ryan and I met him 6 years ago online. It's one of these amazing collaborations that would never happen on the internet with a Montreal Jew and a small town Ontario, Catholic boy who's 15 years older than he is, come together with something in common, which is a really twisted sense of humor. And our motto for each other has always been no hesitation. If he can write it, I can draw it. And sometimes I draw it, and he had no idea that was coming. And it's this incredible creative feedback. And I'm battling now. And so just a thank you, and thank you to my lovely wife who supports me, and to all of you, thank you.
Jacques Monatin, for the good, the last of the day, of course. de Lancôme au Royal Lemont Soldier Workshop.
Artists, they've got stunning contributions in the Visions of the Night Art show today,
And we're both working on projects for different publishers. He's working on DC's classic title, Legion of Superheroes, and she has a kid book coming out late summer from Weinhold Studios. Would you welcome, please, Frances Manifold and Agnes Grabowski.
Amongst the party, there's Hubboy.com. All right, we come to our last gave us a very good show in 2007. Kari Andrews for Spider-Man Rain, issues 2 through 4 for Marvel Comics. Pascal Merchant for Alone, another new friend of the subject from the set. Darwin Cook for The Spirit, issues 2 through 6 and 8 through 11 for DC Comics.
More speed.
All right. That's it. That's the Joshi's.